Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Skyblaze. Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Skyblaze, and this episode marks a grand total of 5 years for the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. I really can't believe it's been that long. Grateful was actually looking at my spreadsheet and was like, you know how long it's been, right? And I was like, no, 5 years. Wow. It doesn't feel like that long at all, but thank you everybody who's continued to support me throughout all this time. I also apologise for not being around last week. I was trying to prep for the show and then I got hit by a migraine. And one of the things that happens when I get a migraine is I get visual distortion and I couldn't see properly. So it's kind of difficult to read from a script when you can't see. The crippling pain also doesn't help. So hello to everybody in the chat. Oh, Matibu is here, hello. And Multiclass Geek, Veritex, Resident SD, Doan, Frost. Who else have we got? I don't know if Green Viper's around, he might be. But because it's an anniversary episode, I'm gonna talk about something a bit special. And what we're talking about today is a Sega mascot who is known throughout the world. No, it's not the Blue Blur this time. It is the judogi-wearing, button-punching master that is Segatar Sanshiro. This character was played by Hiroshi Fujioka, who some of you might know as Takeshi Hongo from Kamen Rider. Segato Sanshiro became the Sega Saturn mascot from 1997 and is a parody of Sugata Sanshiro, who is a legendary judo fighter from a film called Sanshiro Sugata, which was released in Japan in 1943. Apparently, Matty is a big fan of Segata Sanshiro. Well, I hope I do them justice then. We got another new person. Drive 16-bit. Hello! I've kind of wrecked my voice, so I apologise for how I sound at the moment. There was a bunch of meetings the last couple of days regarding an event I'm helping to run next year. And all the talking has kind of destroyed my voice. So I apologise. But I'll do my best to keep going. I've got a lot of people posting pictures of Segata Sanshiro. And Electric Boogaloo is here, and they have posted what looks like a film poster for Sanshiro Sugata. That's pretty cool. That's quite a nice poster, actually. Yeah, don't forget, if you want to join the Discord chat, then I'm not sure if the usual links are working, but our social media person, Twinny, can probably tweet the link out for the Discord chat if you want to join it. So, the idea of Segata Sanshiro was to get people to buy and play the Sega Saturn, as you would guess. And his various TV and radio adverts, he fights people at nightclubs or on the way to play some baseball, and this helped to convey his message, somehow. There was actually one occasion where he encouraged students not to play video games, specifically during exam season, where he advised that while resisting games may be painful, their future prospects are precious, but come spring they'll be free to once again play the Sega Saturn, of course. His first TV advert was actually to promote Sonic R, but later adverts had him in environments or situations thematically appropriate to the game it was advertising, such as rescuing a woman from a burning building for Burning Rangers, racing against an ice skater for Winter Heat, and a romantic scene amongst cherry blossom trees for Sakura Wars 2. That one's a bit weird, but we're going to carry on anyway. Resident SD says that the short links are not currently working. There is a link to Discord on the right of the main RadioSega.net homepage. If you click on the Discord logo, that will take you into the Discord chat. Thank you, Resident SD. Uh, Okay, let's have some music then. So since Sekato Sanshiro's first advert was for Sonic R, let's have Diamond in the Sky from Sonic R. And then, because of Sakura Wars 2, Southern Wind Go Go. So enjoy those, and I'll be back after this music break. Enjoy! we are back. And that was Sakura Wars 2, Southern Wind, Go, Go. And before that, we had from Sonic R, Diamond in the Sky. Now, most of you will probably be aware that Segata Sanshiro had his own theme song. But did you know while he didn't sing the original song, there was a single release of the song which was recorded by him? Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of it. We do not have it on the Radio Sega playlist, as far as I know. It seems that Hiroshi Fujioka can sing as well as act because he had previously recorded the theme song for Kamen Rider Let's Go Rider Kick. And I do know that there's about 40 different versions of that song that have been recorded subsequently, so that's pretty interesting. Now, promoting the Sega Saturn through ads and songs wasn't all that we'd see or hear of Segata. In 1998, Segata Sanshiro Shinken Yugi was released for the Saturn. This was a collection of 10 mini-games, which, while not related to any particular advert, would unlock a video of one of his TV adverts upon completion of each mini-game. One of the mini-games sees Segata as Santa delivering presents, probably Saturn consoles and games to children, while avoiding obstacles. Another has you inputting button presses in a Simon Says, or rather Segata Says, style game, where he will strike various poses in response to your button presses. There's even a minigame where you're judo wrestling a robot while in a minefield. And here you need to flip the robot onto one of the mines 10 times in order to win. I got nothing. At all. Segata Santa Shiro says Multiclass Cake. Nicholas Amand saying, yeah, it might be. Hold on a second. I'll just see if I can actually add that in. Switch that out. Put that in there. Okay, so I need to now. That's not the right one. That's. I need to. Okay. Right. So I think I've thanks to Nicholas Amand's help, I think I do actually now have the version that was recorded by Hiroshi Fujioka. So that can go on my playlist. There we go. Okay. Also, thank you to Grateful, because he supplied me with a hot drink to try and soothe my throat, so. Let's have some more music, shall we? I've got quite a lot of music breaks in this show, so we should probably proceed. So, the Hiroshi Fujioka version of Sega Saturn Shiro, the theme tune for Segata Sanshiro. And after that, our first request of this evening from Dragon Force, we've got Battle for the Castle that was requested by Veritex. So enjoy those, and I'll be back after this music break to talk a bit more about some of the games that Sanshiro was in. Enjoy!
には体で覚えさせるぞ。 なきゃ遊べぬ奴らには心に問いかけるぞ。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタン四郎。真剣に取り組んでいるものがあるか、命がけで打ち込んでいるものがあるか。セガサターンしろ、指が折れるまで、指が折れるまで。刹那の快楽追い続けても、虚しい余生が残るだけ。とことん極めぬ奴らには体に叩き込むぞ。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタ四郎。白い浮き雲、真っ赤にたぎる遊びの地。途中で投げ出す奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタ四郎。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタ。
Hi, I need Fruit here from Club Sega, and you're listening to The Hidden Palace with Skyblaze. Please invite me back to the palace. Let me in.
Let me in!
And we are back. And that was Dragon Force Battle for the Castle, requested by Veritex. And before that, we had the Hiroshi Fujioka version of Sega Saturn Shiro. There'll be another couple of versions of that later on in the show. Don't worry. So, we were talking about a minigame collection starring Segata Sanshiro. Once you completed a minigame and unlocked a video, you can view it as much as you want in the media section of the game, along with all of his radio ads. Looking through the manual that came with the game, you can find instructions on each of the games, along with the timeline of the TV and radio adverts. Because apparently they had a timeline and, you know, a continuing plot. As you do. You also see an ad for the next piece of Segata Sanshiro. Segata Sanshiro Chujin Densetsu, I think. Which translates to Segata Sanshiro Superhuman Legend. That's fair. This program slash resource released in 1998 for PC and Mac, and is similar to Segata Sanshiro Shinken Yugi, as it includes a collection of minigames and adverts. But it also includes high res, 800x600 or 1024x768 images, which you could use as wallpapers. It was the late 90s, they tried. There were also audio clips which can use to replace certain system sounds, such as Segata saying error, as well as a range of printable paper crafts, including a Segata mask. No, we're not getting this. Greyfall, if you're listening. You can also get access to a few applications, such as a calculator, timer, and clock. As you navigate the program, you'll be treated to narration from Goro Naya, who was known for his work in Lupin the Third as Inspector Zenigata, and Kamen Rider as the Big Bad, the Great Leader of Shocker. He also provided the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Japanese dub of the original Star Wars trilogy. So, pretty big name then. So Greyfall has the easiest time listening. Oh god, he's found a copy of it. I have a concern. Let's have some more music then, before this gets any worse. So, this is I was worried about this particular request. Because this one was requested by Electric Boogaloo, and it's from a game called Three Dirty Dwarves, and the track is called Bouncing Bed. That concerns me a bit. And after that, we're going to have from a track from Shining Force 3, and that's The Emperor of Darkness, requested by Doan. So enjoy those, and I'll be back after this break to talk a bit more about some of Segata Sanshiro's other appearances in various media. Speak to you soon.
Give it up. Hey you, this is Rapsy here, and you are listening to the amazing Hidden Palace on Radio Sega.
That was, where is my script? So, Shining Force 3, The Emperor of Darkness, and that was requested by Darn. And before that we had from Three Dirty Dwarfs, Bouncing Bed, requested by Electric Boogaloo, who has informed me that Three Dirty Dwarfs is in fact a beat-em-up type game created by the guy who created Echo the Dolphin, who for some reason follows me on Twitter, and I don't know why. One of those things, I suppose. So, following the introduction of the Dreamcast, the Saturn was being phased out, which also meant an end to Segata's story. His final advert sees him diverting a missile attack on Sega HQ and then being launched into space, apparently never to be seen again. However, since then he has made various appearances in media, such as the Archie Sonic the Hedgehog comics, as a martial arts instructor in Rent-A-Hero No. 1, and as a playable character in Project Cross Zone 2. Yes, I got sternly told that it is in fact Project Cross Zone and not X Zone, so that's me told. He also shows up in the background of The Race of Ages in Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed, which is quite funny. And he's in those, he makes a cameo appearance in character as Segata Sanshiro in these like Japanese adverts for instant noodles. Which are very strange. Kind of awesome, but very strange. I've seen some of them with subtitles. Where was I? Yeah, last year, with Sega's 60th anniversary, we actually got to see his story continue with his son, Sega Shiro. These adverts see Sega Shiro at school, responding to other students discussing what the next big thing will be by declaring Sega each time. The next advert sees him playing with his Sega Game Gear, then wearing the Sega 3D glasses, and finally leaving school while wearing a Sega Saturn on his back. When one of the students asks what he's wearing over his shoulders, it triggers a flashback to his father training him in all things Sega, before leaving and being launched into space. The advert then ends with the arrival of a masked villain called Sega Hatan Shiro, Hatan translating to bankruptcy or failure, announcing that he will destroy Sega. He read it as X as well, and Nicholas is saying it's never X. X marks the spot. Whatever that might mean. But yeah, let's have a bit more music. So from Project Cross Zone 2, we've got their version of Sega Saturn Shiro, and then another request. This one was actually requested twice by two different people, so it must be a great song. From Astel, we've got Glacial Rift, and that was requested by Nicholas Aman and Electric Boogaloo. So enjoy those, and I'll be back after the break to talk a bit more about those 60th anniversary adverts.
Afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. This is Nicholas Aman, the demon ruler of the Radio Sega playlist, and you're listening to
The Hidden Palace.
Thank you.
And we are back. And that was Astel Glacial Rift, which was requested by both Nicholas Aman and Electric Boogaloo. They would like to confirm that they are not in fact the same person, but none of us have seen them both in the same room at the same time, so I doubt this claim. And then before that we have from Project Cross Zone 2, Sega Saturn Shiro. So the final advert in the Sega 60th anniversary advert series sees Shiro and Hatan Shiro facing off in a judo sparring match, with Shiro being thwarted and thrown at every turn. Finally, in true anime fashion, he calls upon the power of his father and manages one final throw, which defeats Hatan Shiro. After the fight, Shiro notices Hatan's mask has come off, and it's revealed that Hatan is really Segata Sanshiro! He'd returned to see if his son was now strong enough to fight for Sega, who had grown beyond being just a games company into a juggernaut of the entertainment world. Allegedly. Segata Sanshiro now considered himself to be a relic of the past, and his job was now complete. So his final request to Shiro is to be thrown one last time. With tears in his eyes, Shiro throws his father into space, where he crashes into Saturn. Why aren't adverts in the UK this awesome? Eh. Shiro then awakes in a classroom with the rest of the students laughing at him as he was talking in his sleep. But when he sits up, he finds his father's black belt in his hands, upon which is written, "I leave Sega in your hands." Yeah, this is pretty awesome. My favourite bit of trivia on these adverts is that Sega Shiro is actually played by Maito Fujioka, who is Hiroshi Fujioka's real-life son, which is pretty awesome. Electric Bull is saying, I don't know, that Cyber Razor Cut commercial was pretty cool. Let's not forget the Nicholas Aman's advert for Individual. Which was so good that it was actually requested multiple times and got on the chart list. Just say. Frost is saying maybe Nicholas Aman and Electric Boogaloo are parallel universe counterparts. It's possible. Right, let's have some more music then. Three tracks coming up, actually. So an extra long music segment, and then we can go into the Chip Tune Corner. If I remember correctly, this one might make Resident SD happy. We'll see what happens. So from My My, not something I usually use, but relevant today, Sega Saturn Startup Sound Remix, because that's a thing that exists apparently. And then from Sonic Jam, Gallery, which was requested by Frost. And then from Sega Rocks, we have the rock version of Sega Saturn Shiro. So enjoy those, and I will speak to you after the music break for Chiptune Corner. We'll be right back.
もゆく真面目に遊ばぬ奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ親から儲けナンパに比ぶ他にすることあるだろうが群れなき遊べる奴らには心に問いかけるぞ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろしろ指が折れるまで続けても虚しい余生が残るだけとことん極めぬ奴らには体に叩き込むぞ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ空白い浮き雲真っ赤にたぎる遊びの地途中で投げ出す奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ背が立ったんしろ
back, and that was the Sega Rocks version of Sega Saturn Shiro. Before that there was from Sonic Jam Gallery, and that was requested by Frost. And before that we had from MyMy the Sega Saturn Startup Sound Remix, because that's the thing. Because nerds. Electro Boogaloo is saying though that there should be more remixes of super obscure Sega things. That would be amusing. Maybe it's a job for the mooted Radio Sega band that keeps being brought up. Actually, we were talking about Grateful raised petitioning Sega to put Segata Sanshiro in one of the Yakuza games or have his theme as a karaoke track. And I made a counter suggestion as have him as an unlockable character in the next Persona Arena fighting game or the next mainline Persona game. That's good too. And he suggested another suggestion of, will it be Sega Sanshiro with Sanshiro as his persona? I would play the crap out of that. I don't know about the rest of you, but that would be awesome. So, yeah. What was I supposed to be doing? I was supposed to be doing Chiptune Corner, and I have got completely distracted. Thanks, chat. This happens quite a lot, sometimes much earlier on in the show. So yeah, since we've been talking about advertising through the show, I am going somewhere with this, I promise. Let's talk about Jonathan Dunn. Jonathan Dunn was a British musician and programmer who was mostly known for his work composing music for Ocean Software and later Electronic Arts before he retired. He created a number of musical drivers for the Commodore 64, NES and SNES. but probably his most famous work is on the surprisingly melancholic and downbeat theme for RoboCop on the Game Boy, which entered into pop culture lexicon when the tune was used in TV advertising for the white goods company Ariston. So, I'm going to play for you that very famous RoboCop title theme from the Game Boy. So this is Jonathan Dunn, RoboCop on the Game Boy. Have a listen if you've not heard it before, and let me know what you think. Enjoy. Was Jonathan Dunn RoboCop title theme for the Game Boy. Amusingly, like partway through it, Grey 4 went, "Oh, I recognise this now." It's like, yeah, everybody knows this track. Not everybody knows where it comes from, but everybody knows it. So thank you for tuning in today, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I apologise again for my absence last week. I am going to be away next weekend as well because I'm celebrating a friend's birthday. But I plan to keep bringing you your weekly Sega education for many more years past this 5th anniversary, so I hope you will continue to join me. The week after next, I'm planning on doing the Persona special. So as a bit of a taster to keep you going, and also because I've been playing the game this week, our last track for this evening is from Persona 5 Strikers, and this is the scramble version of Keeper of Lust. So I've been the Skyblaze, and this has been the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. Thank you ever so much for all your support, everybody on the Discord chat, everybody who likes and comments on Twitter, everybody who just quietly listens to the show or the podcasts. Thank you ever so much for all of your support and for tuning in. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.